It's actually like I love coming back to Elevate because it's since I've come back and gone to JG and every time I've been here I get massive cheers and it's like a big love fest. And you guys might think that's like not that normal, but it's actually become a pretty normal part of life for Beth and I where we live. Everywhere we go we get looked at and people want to meet us and chat with us. So it's a bit of a celebrity lifestyle that we're living in many ways. So I just want to thank you guys for helping us feel right at home in that regard. Lent. What are people giving up for Lent? Who's given up something? What have you given up, Em? Facebook. Awesome. Rach. Chocolate. Welcome to Beth's world. She's given up chocolate too. Jack? Technology. Man, that's a big one for 40 days. I don't know. Oh, wow. That's a huge one. Yeah, right. Hey? Junk food. Good call. Well, I'm... Wow, that's an impressive list. I'm just giving up coffee. I thought I was going out on a limb too. You know, I'm giving up coffee. Beth's giving up coffee and chocolate. And, you know, we're doing it not because we have to, but because we want to, right? That's why we're doing it. We want to be focused in our relationship with God and in our devotion to Jesus over the next few weeks as Easter draws near. All right, I've got some questions for you. Does God love Elevate? Okay, I like the confidence. Does Elevate love God? Is Elevate full of love for God? Okay, you're all very confident, which I like. Let me ask you this. How do we measure that? Yes! Do we look at how loudly we sing? Do we look at how many hands are raised in worship? How many... Was that you, Rachie? Do you know what? I swear, if I wasn't looking then, I could have thought, that's got to be Hannah. And is Hannah here or is she in Impact? Oh, man, you guys are sisters, I guess. Do we look at how many fingers are pointed to Jesus in praise and worship? Do we look at how many people are here? Is numbers about it? Do we look at you know, sometimes on camp and probably on a Friday night like this as a speaker, you get a talk. Do we look at how many people run down the front afterwards and give their lives to Jesus? Is that a measure? I'm talking about Elevate as a whole here, but I just want to nail it down a little more. How do I know that you love Jesus? How do I know that His love has captured you? How do I know that His love has transformed your life? How do I know that His love is leading you back to Him? And am I going to believe you just because you go, yes, yes, I love Jesus? Because I could say to you something like this, right? Not, you guys don't all know me, but I could potentially say something like, I'm the greatest ping pong player in the world at the moment. I'll admit, honestly, when we were living in Australia, I was pretty good. In fact, I did win the Elevate Championship one year. I don't think that exists anymore. But there was a time when I was a reasonable ping pong player. But since we moved overseas and the country we're living in, they are renowned as ping pong specialists, and my game has gone to a whole nother level. And I've got to say, London 2012 Olympic Games, I'm looking like a pretty good shot. Yes. And that is just a load of rubbish. The truth is, I probably know about 40, 50% of you. And you could tell me a straight out lie tonight as to whether or not you love Jesus. How do I know? How does Elevate show it's full of love for God? Is it through words? No. Is it through numbers? No. Is it through loud shouts of praise? No. And it's just a straight out no for all of those things tonight. When the Bible talks about how people will know that you love Jesus, it doesn't talk about songs, it doesn't talk about numbers, it doesn't talk about shouts, it talks about one thing more than anything else. It talks about love. And I'm not here tonight to judge your love for Jesus. I can't do that because I mean, I don't even know you guys well enough, a lot of you well enough. God will do that in His own time. He can judge the hearts of everyone here tonight, and He knows what's happening. I can't do that. But as His people, we can spur one another on to Him, and we can look at our own lives, and we can ask the question, do I live a life that looks like it loves Jesus? Do I live a life that looks like it loves Jesus? And if I don't, then the Bible would sound a really strong warning that we need to hear. Tonight, I'm saying, show me your love, Elevate. That's what I'm saying. If you want your life to look like it loves Jesus, then you got to show your love. I'll fill that out in a little bit. I mean, sing your hearts out. I love it. I was standing up the back last week and this week. And I, there really is, I think, an atmosphere of praise and worship in this group that is just getting stronger and stronger. And I love that. And that says something, okay? Sing your hearts out. Invite more people. Fill this place three times over. Go for it. I can see it coming, to be honest. I don't know where you're all going to go, but I can see it. I can see it coming. Keep seeking prayer from leaders. Keep coming down the front whenever prayer is offered. I just think whenever prayer is offered, go for it. Never get in the way. Like, don't let pride or anything get in the way. That was kind of, I used to try and let that be my motto in life. I didn't want to be afraid to just run down the front and seek prayer. But above all, show me love. And in particular, love for one another and love for those around you. That's the love that I want to see, because that's the love that God tells us, or that tells us that God is alive, that God is real, and that He's working in hearts and that He's working in this place. I'm asking for it because 1 John 4:11 to 12 makes it really simple and clear. Let me read this. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and His love is made complete in us. I long for the love of God to be made complete in me and in Beth and in you guys. And how are we going to get there? Got to ramp up a bit. This isn't a given, okay? I've just got to be upfront here. The love of God working in you guys is not a given. All right? Being saved is something that you cannot earn. God will do that in His own power. But you, living the fullest life that He offers, is not something that just gets handed to you. Grace is not something that you can earn. But equally so, grace... let me say it this way. Grace is not opposed to earning. Or grace is opposed to earning, sorry. But grace is not opposed to effort. Grace is opposed to earning, but it is not opposed to effort. Hear that tonight. What I'm saying is you cannot earn salvation. God will give that freely. But the life that He's offering requires effort. Love for one another requires effort. You've got to actually take it. You've got to make changes in life. You've got to take steps forward and press into what God has for you. Now, I've got three ways tonight to help you with this, all found in the book of 1 John. You should read the whole thing sometime if you haven't. It's a great book. Let me read from chapter 2. If anyone obeys His word, God's word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we're in Him. Whoever claims to live in Him must walk as Jesus did. The love of God being complete in us is shown in us living in obedience to Him, living as Jesus did. Okay? How many of you claim to follow Jesus tonight? All right, now I'm not judging anyone at this point, but just if you claim to be a follower of Jesus tonight, I just want you to pop your hand in the air. If you don't worry about it. I'm not after fake numbers here. Okay, there's a lot of you. All right, all of you with your hands up. You don't have to put them up again. Do you live and walk like Jesus did? I'm not going to do this now because I don't want to embarrass anyone. I think it would be really interesting for those of you that didn't put your hand up then. I think it would be really interesting to hear from you about how you think those that did put their hands up live. Do they live like Jesus? I think I'd be curious to know how we're doing. If God's love is in you, John makes it clear as anything. If God's love is in you, you will be living in obedience to Him. Another thing I'm doing for Lent is reading a biography on a guy named Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He's a German guy, massive heart for God, served Him and the church in incredible ways. He was executed at the end of World War II for being involved in a plot to assassinate Hitler. Story for another day. Great guy. It's not him I want you to hear from tonight, though. It's his mum. And, you know, mums are just full of good advice, like my mum. In year six at school, end of year six school party, I was going to Beth's place, and I knew Beth back then, and we had a bit of a thing going on. And it was end of year six, and I wanted to get her a present, and I was thinking chocolates, that's a way to a girl's heart. And my mum was like, there's this golden ceramic little cross necklace piece of jewelry, and she gave me the advice that that would be the goods, and I ended up with the goods. That's a lesson on finding a wife for another time. Gold was probably a bit of a stretch too, it was more like paint. But back to Dietrich's mum, Mrs. Bonhoeffer, she said this: Glaube ohne Werke ist kein Glaube, sondern ich einfach ungehorsam. You got that, Eddie? Awesome advice. She was on the money. If only we all had a mum like that. She's German, right? I've just murdered her language, so let me paraphrase it in English for you. She said this to Dietrich, to all her kids. She used to say this: faith without works is not faith at all. It's just disobedience. Faith without works is not faith at all. Faith at all. It's just disobedience. Mums are on the money, not all the time, but a lot of the time. And she got it right with that line. If we love God, we're seeking to obey God. And obedience actually shows that God's love is working in us. It's coming to completion in our lives. The flip side of this is spoken of in 1 John 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So the second thing is this. If we love the world and the things in it, then we're not loving God. What does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean people. Okay, we'll get there in a second. But Jesus told a story once about a farmer who was out there scattering seed, throwing it away, and he says the seed landed in four places. It fell on the road, it fell in shallow soil, that's the danger zone, and it fell in an area where thorns and weeds could grow up amongst it, and it fell in good soil. Right? The point of the story was he's saying good soil is the goods. The other three lead you fall away, basically. But the thorny soil, he says, this is the seed that falls in, it takes root, it grows up. This is people that hear and receive the word of God, and they're growing up in Jesus, and he says, then the worries of this world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the life out of them. So they're growing up in God, and suddenly as they get older, life just, man, it just starts to kind of infect you, this world, and your eyes start looking elsewhere, and suddenly the love for God that you once had begins to get choked out of you until you find yourself in a place where it doesn't actually mean anything to you any longer. In this place, with the wealth that we have, you will constantly be battling to keep your eyes on Jesus. You've got to know that. It is a battle with what we have. It's an incredible privilege, but it'll be a battle that we need to remember. We've got to keep our eyes on Jesus. We've got to be listening to Him first above all else. We've got to be responding to Him. We've got to be following Him before our desire for money or for security or for any other things that this world offers us. Money is an incredible resource and a tremendous blessing, but if we're not mastered by Jesus and if we're not following Him alone, it will master us. And John is saying tonight, do not let love for the world become a priority in your life, because you can't have both. You can't have love for the world and love for God hand in hand. It just won't work. So what do we do practically? 1 John 3, verses 18 to 19. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This then is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. We obey Jesus, we ensure love for Him is above love for what is around us, and we actively seek to love others not with words, but with actions. Like I said up front, words can be deceptive. They're not always, but they can be cheap and they can be meaningless. And John's saying, we don't love with words. We love with actions. Love teams. Oh my goodness. I was so psyched to read that booklet last week. I just think it is an incredible thing that Elevate is doing. Love teams are awesome. And I know that it's been a stretch for Elevate, but I just want to push it again and say, if you weren't involved in these first 6 weeks, get in on the remaining six if you can. I don't know what's possible, but man, get into that. Love teams. With actions like this, you show you belong to the truth. That's what John is saying. And as you love in this manner, your hearts are put at peace in the presence of God. Loving people here each Friday, just quickly looking out for those that don't have, you know, so many friends, honouring those who get put down at school or whatever. The culture here should be one of love. It shouldn't be one of, like, cool, uncool, whatever. Be yourself. Like, I'm not here to tell you guys who you have to be. I'm not trying to set up a false culture in this place. But I know that at Elevate, anyone should be able to walk in these doors, and anyone should, by the end of the night, be able to walk out of these doors and feel loved. Cool, uncool, skatey, whatever. Like, that stuff, that's part of who you are. But it's not the important bit. And I just elevate this in how you show love to one another. That is what is going to honour God. Get this right there in 1 John 4:12. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. Love teams and you guys loving people here and around you. John says, no one has ever seen God. True, right? No one's ever seen God. Okay. But if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. And the implication that John is making here and that he's saying is no one has seen God, but if you love one another, they will. They'll see him through you and his love in you. And they are massive words that John is speaking there. No one's ever seen God. But if Elevate loves one another, people will come in here and they'll know that he's here. They'll know that he's living in you guys. And by extension, they'll know that his presence is in this place. This is how you show your love for God, Elevate. Love like you've never loved before. Lower yourself in order that you can give to others. Put aside your own selfish wants and desires and seek to ensure those around you are thriving. That is the path to blessing. These are words of life that John is speaking. Blessing and freedom. Yeah. Living in obedience to him and loving others like he did. All right. A great missionary in South America, Jim Elliot, was killed by a native from the tribe he was reaching out to, and he wrote in his journal one day, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose. And God's path is asking you guys to give plenty of yourself. He's saying, give it. Love others in a way which is showing that he is number one. And in doing so, you will gain rewards of the like that this world cannot understand, and rewards that no financial crisis can ever take away from you. Give of yourself. Sacrifice your own desires and wants to ensure that those around you are flourishing and pushing ahead in their walk with Jesus. Let me pray. Father, thank you for this time. God, we do love you, but we need help. Because our desires get in the way so often. But Lord, by your Spirit, we can see this place being just a place of love. And we can see kids coming in here and they might just have had a rubbish week. They might have home lives that don't feel that loving. They might have school lives that don't feel that loving. But God, they come in here and they walk out of here that night knowing that there is a God that loves them more than anything else. Father God, we ask for that in this place. We ask that your Spirit would be poured into our hearts, that we would know your love, and that we'd be free of our own desire in order to love others. Bless the love teams, God. And bless this place each Friday in Jesus' name. Amen.